Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It is the Vinny and Cook Show. We're talking about the Flyers and the Devils and how much people around here just want to see the Flyers eliminated. Are there people that are actually going to watch this thing tonight and root for the Devils? I mean, if I remember right, they beat up the Penguins. I mean, obviously the last, you know, two games there, but they've mastered the Penguins. I mean, I find it hard to root for anybody here, to be honest with you. I think I'll.
Who actually supports the Devils? Where do their fans come from? I mean, is there a certain little portion in New Jersey that their fans come from?
People who can't get to Long Island and aren't allowed in a Rangers game.
Well, I don't know that there's many trying to get to Long Island these days, but.
Well, but the traffic is so bad. I mean, if you leave New Jersey, let's say you're at the Bada Bing, okay? And you decide at 5 o'clock. You're at the Bada Bing, you decide at 5 o'clock, hey, Tone! Let's go see the Islanders in the Bostons tonight, all right? So you tell Tony, and you get in the Escalade, and you start heading. You say, okay, I'm going to go down Route 3. I'm going to go into the Lincoln Tunnel, take the Lincoln Tunnel across Manhattan, get on the LIE, and I'm going to go out to the National Veterans Coliseum, which is in Uniondale, Long Island. You know what kind of trip that is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? No walk-up, because it's a four-hour trip to get out there. So there's no walk-up. So what happens? Tony and Silvio, they sit at the Bada Bing. They keep drinking. They say, all right, I'll tell you what. We can get to the 7:30 start over at the Brendan Byrne Arena, now the Izod Center. I don't know why they ever decided to call it that. So a couple of guys, they grab a couple of their other guys, and they go sit down, drink some beers, and watch the Devil game.
Shame on me. You think I would learn. All I ask was where the Devils fans come
from.
They
come from the Bada Bing.
And I got to listen to that whole spiel. Yeah, you know what? I don't blame you. I blame me for asking.
I blame me for asking.
It's on me. I apologize to the listeners out there. I caused that.
You asked.
I caused that.
But that's what it is. I mean, that's where the devil, you asked where the devil fans come from. That's where they come from. They come from that little disaffected piece of hockey fans in New Jersey that can't get into a Ranger game. Now, I digress, because I'm thinking if Tony and Silvio are at the Bada Bing and they want to go to a Ranger game, they probably got a way to get in. They got a hook somewhere.
I just never heard anyone say, man, I hate the Devils or I hate their fans. You just don't hear that. People don't even know who their fans are.
It's a non-entity. They're just kind of, they're in New Jersey. They come from those little towns. They can't get Ranger tickets, so they want to root for hockey. So they go. Or the other side is you have people that go that are Ranger fans and can't get into the Ranger games, just like with the Nets. Yeah, people, when you know, you go to a Nets game, and who's there? There's, 9 million Knicks fans that can't get tickets for the Garden. So they go to those games. It's a subway ride across. You've been to Newark. You know how close it is to Madison Square Garden. You get on a train, you go over there, and there you are.
Well, I do know one. David Putty was a Devils fan, right? He painted his face, painted his body, right?
Well, oh, yeah, on Seinfeld,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was a Devils fan. 412-928-9370. The Flyers are facing elimination tonight. Without Claude Giroux, how much are you digging that? 412-928-9370.
I just got to ask you a quick question before, because I know I'm going to get this text. Did you know who I was talking about? Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
No.
Okay, so because that's what all the references were there in the thing was to The Sopranos, which was
I still apologize for asking the question.
Say, let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
How you guys doing?
All right, how are you?
Hey, Vinny, I just had a comment, buddy. I love the Sopranos reference there. Cookie's just a little uptight, but I loved it, man. It was great. Actually, I got a Bada Bing T-shirt on right now that I'm wearing. I always get comments on it. People ask me, Jim, where'd you get that shirt? My wife got it for me years ago. She bought it online.
Wait. I got to ask you a question, because I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine. How old are you?
I'll be 39.
Okay, because we were trying to figure out who wears a Bada Bing T-shirt, and I just wanted to know.
It's got the sleeves cut off it now, but I wear it to the gym. But people, you don't see one. I used to wear it all the time, but it's getting a little old, so now it's a gym shirt.
You can go online at, Bravo or something like that, and they'll sell you another one. Did you have a question?
No, I just want to comment, man. I like the reference. You took me back a little bit there. I liked it.
Paul, I love you, man. Thanks for calling.
No cooking. loosen up.
All right. He's loose already over there. Michael, you're up here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, Vinny, how you doing today?
I'm all right. What's going on?
I was commenting to let you know that I'm a New Jersey Devils fan from Pittsburgh.
Okay, now how did that happen?
When I first started watching hockey, it was when Martin Brodeur just came into the league, and I just kind of fell in love with his goaltending.
Yeah, see, there you go. I mean, it's...